Okay, I'm going to ask a question now. How did Alabamians, how did they view other countries? Did Alabamians feel that the United States was the best place to live? What was Alabamians' view of not only our country, but other countries and what they meant?
Well, in my thinking, a lot of people always had fear of Russia coming in on us one day.
Yeah.
And that was the talk, too, among people. You know, when they talk politics and things, and it was just always there because they were so strong in their communist way.
Mm-hmm.
And then they began to send the communists over here, you know, and that gave us really a great scare.
Yeah.
But now they have become a weaker nation.
Yeah, no.
Russia has.
But Russia didn't believe in Christianity. They hate this nation.
Is that what people thought? Did Alabamians people think that other countries were evil?
We thought they were inferior to us, I guess.
Yes, we thought they were evil because of their worship and the way they did the government, the way the government acted.
What were Alabamians? What were their opinion about the United States, about the country they live in? Was it overall a good opinion in the United States, or were they down? Or did you feel like you lived in the best country that you could live in?
Oh, yeah, I still feel that way. Because even though we have a lot of evil in our country that has, and things have changed, they still a remnant.
Yeah.
I would say that's faithfully to God is when they first, our country was first discovered, and people came here because of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We still have many freedoms that no other country has.
But we do still have a race relation with the blacks and the whites.
Sure.
If there's some things happen that the blacks don't approve of, they riot and tear up a lot of places, which the white people don't hardly ever do.
You're right. Okay, now I want to kind of change gears a little bit. I'm going to ask you how Alabamians' attitude was towards the North back in the 20s to the 60s, and how it's changed till today. What was the attitude back then?
Well, now, you know, the North and the South had it after slavery.
Sure.
And
right.
Had the Civil War. And, but the South looked at the North as a more dominant part of industry is concerned, a richer part of the United States.
A little bit of jealousy,
I guess.
Okay.
Down here we have cotton farmers and stuff of that nature.
Right.
A few steel mills around, but up north they had all the manufactured cars and the steel mills and stuff of that nature.
So, was there a lot of resentment both towards the North?
Well, I don't remember too much about that, except we thought they always spoke different. They had a northern accent, and they didn't seem to be on our level in some ways. But yet, when they come down here, when any of them come down here and lived here a while, they found out that we had better eating and better cooking and all that. You know, they thought the South knew how to cook you have food on the table, where the northern people, they ate more skimpy and, you know, less dishes on the table and things like that in the South.
Well, I know today there's still a little bit of resentment, a little bit both ways, people taking shots both ways, but is it not as bad today as it used to be?
No.
Okay.
I think the relation between the North and South is better than it used to be.
Okay. Okay, a totally different subject here. I'm just going to kind of get y'all's general thoughts on the Depression, how y'all felt it, and what it meant to Alabamians.
Well, we couldn't get sugar and flour, and my mother made pancakes for our breakfast out of meal, and I'm going to say this anyway, whether I'm right or wrong. But anyway, we were just rationed on everything.
We couldn't get it.
And so we just had a rough time of it. And my daddy had to leave the farm and go work on PWA, I think it was called. Anyway, I had to work
to go make some money?
Uh-huh.
He had to leave home, okay.
Well, back then, if you were on the farm, you had it made because you raised everything. You was on chickens and milk. And
did it didn't hurt Alabama as much as it hurt other places?
If the farmers didn't hurt.
Okay.
But we didn't have sugar and flour and things like that that you go to the store to buy.
Okay.
I don't believe he even remembers it. But I live in South Alabama, and we felt it long. A lot. I'm not talking about World War II. There was very few things rationed then. There were some rationed. But I'm talking about Hoover Day.
Okay. Okay, World War II hit, during the 1940s and it affected. What do y'all remember about World War II? How did it affect Alabama? What were your general memories about it?
Well, I know what started it. The Japanese came to Pearl Harbor and bombed our Navy and everything over there.
Right.
And Roosevelt was the president at that time.
Uh-huh.
So he called a quick meeting with his cabinet and declared war. That was December 7th, 1941.
Were people shocked when Pearl Harbor was bombed?
Yeah. The Japanese over here trying to talk peace and all the time, they were slipping in the back door bombing our base over there in Pearl Harbor.
Were they people in Alabama angry when they get them back?
Yeah, they were.
So we were glad when they declared war?
When they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki,
That's what I was going to ask you about next. Did that shock people when that happened?
You mean
when we dropped the bomb?
Well, that's what they want. Japanese, they go it all out. Don't care what kind of tactic they use.
Did y'all know that we had that kind of firepower?
Well, it was secret, I think.
Yeah, nobody really knew about it.
That's right.
Look, Chad, let me tell you what was sad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just young men right out of high school were drafted without any training, and many of them were killed.
Right. Okay, right when we dropped the bomb, did you feel it was the right thing to do?
Well, I'd tell you that time, but of course I know women and children, the innocent got, but we didn't know how devastating it was going to be. We were afraid about it.
Looking back on it now,
I'm sorry we've done it,
Do you wish we hadn't done it now?
When it was a humanity,
At the time, it seemed like the right thing to do. Yeah. Looking back now,
Well, it's been in bad war.
Yeah.
And was trying to win,
which
we did. So we had to whip all those countries to win. And they had to use drastic methods.
How many Alabamians do you remember? Did y'all know people who served in the war?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them didn't come back.
A lot of them didn't come back. You lost some friends?
Friends, yeah, I did.
Yeah, even here and down at home. Down at home, two or three of my classmates that I had gone to school with, they hadn't been out of school more than a year, and they were drafted.
Yeah.
And up here, did you know Bobby Saint? No, yes, he knew that. Well, anyway, Louis Joe and Mabel Barnes that lived over there in front of us, their youngest son was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew him well.
Yeah.
As I come up here,
uh-huh.
I had gotten a plane. His brother was already overseas.
Okay.
When I came here.
So y'all knew a lot of people.
I knew a lot of people I grew up with didn't come back.
Lou Joe was drafted after we got married.
Well,
no,
either one of y'all.
He was back home, wasn't he? He stood up with you. That's why. Oh, my gosh.
Were either one of y'all close to serving in it? Or?
No, I'm sorry to say I was a 4F. I had a bleeding ulcer. I was working at the plant where I was working.
Uh-huh.
Third shift, and it didn't agree with me, so I was... We rejected all kind of medical problems.
Okay, we know, we talked about World War II a little bit. I want to talk about Vietnam a little bit, how it was viewed in Alabama, the same way, it's probably the most controversial war that we've been in. And, I know like y'all's, that was a lot more y'all's kids' era, sort of. But what do y'all remember about it and why we were there and what was Alabama's role and how do people feel about it here?
Well, they thought it was a war it shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
Thought it was a no-win situation. They went over there not to win. People went over there and come back. They said it offered part of the country in the world,
Yeah.
But it was an undeclared war, too, if I remember right. But anyway, there's a lot of people. We go up to Washington and see the Vietnam War.
Right.
58,000 people, I believe, names on that wall.
many people are still grieving because they lost their sons and loved ones because of that warning and feeling that it was so unnecessary.
Well, I know there were a lot of protests about the war. Were there, did any of those take place in Alabama? And do you know anybody in Alabama took place in, took part in them?
Offhand, I cannot remember a protest or a demonstration against it.
Okay.
Well, just a lot of news and talk against it.
Okay. Well, I thank y'all very much for your time, and that's going to conclude our interview.